We have a message today that I would like to share with us. And if you ever preach, you know that it's always a wrestling match to say what you're going to preach on. So I was wrestling for the last couple of weeks. And yes, like Wednesday, I decided, okay, let me preach on the subject. Terms of discipleship. In the process of trying to come to this conclusion on the topic, I thought I preached about disciples before in this church. So I said, let me check the archives. And I did. And I found the archive. And if you would like to hear that sermon, you can go back to the archive. This is a shameless plug. We have on our webpage, you can actually access all the audio. If you don't want to watch the video, you can just go to the audio, and the audio is just the sermon, not all the preliminaries. So you can listen to sermons, just the audio. So that's a shameless plug. Shame on you if you haven't been doing that. So I listened, and I don't like to listen to myself after I preach. I don't know why it is, but I just don't like to hear myself. Whatever the Holy Spirit inspired is for you to hear, and then afterwards I don't want to hear myself. But yesterday I decided, let me listen to this sermon that I preached in 2019 on disciples. And I was surprised how the Holy Spirit worked when I preached that sermon, because those were not my words. And I'm honest with you. You know, and today the message is from the Word of God, from the Scripture. The few words that I may have had it in there, I believe the Holy Spirit led me to have those words. And so we're going to go into that today. And the terms of discipleship. You may have signed, if you are employed, you may have signed a term of your employment. Terms of your employment. Anyone? When you sign up for a job, you sign a terms of employment. And there are certain requirements in the terms. That's what we're going to look at today. If you're a disciple, are you a disciple, by the way? Let me see. About half of you. So hopefully, by the time we finish today, the remainder will be either declare that I'm a disciple for sure, or as Jesus in John chapter 6, when he laid out the conditions, some actually turned around and walked away. He did. He laid out the conditions, and some said, that's too much. I'm going to walk away. I don't want to be a part of this. And so today, I hope this is not your experience, but it's a possibility that some of you may want to walk away. I don't want to take it so hard. So our scripture today is in the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 16. We're going to read verses 24 through 27. And I would like to hear the Bible Leaves Turning. I purposely didn't put it in the slide because I want you to see it in your word for yourself. Matthew chapter 16. Verses 24 through 27. Are we there? Yeah. Verse 24 of Matthew chapter 16. And this is a discourse that Jesus continued after he foretold his death. And of course, if you read from 21, we're not going to read 21, but I just want to give you the background. You will see where Jesus is talking about how he was going to go to Jerusalem and be crucified. And of course, Mr. Peter, he's saying, no, Lord, you're not going to do that. And Jesus had to rebuke him because he knew the devil was just speaking through Peter. But we're going to pick up at verse 24. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. I'm reading from the King James Version. You may have other versions, but we're going to stick with King James today. By the way, I found this Bible in the foyer. Nice big print Bible. Nothing further than that. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father, which is with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say, we can just finish at 28. Verily I say unto you, there will be standing here some which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. All right, so this is the passage that we're going to be discussing today. And if you can read it, I am going to focus primarily on verse 24. Verse 24, we can read it again. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. So I just kind of make three points that I'm going to pull from this passage, from the one verse, 24, verse 24. Deny self, take up your cross, follow Christ. Three quick points we're going to make, and then we can get to the business. You know what business I'm talking about. Your lunch. Deny self. So that's the passage, and I highlighted the part that I'm going to talk about in the next couple of slides. What is self-denial? Any bright student? According to Webster? All right. According to Webster Dictionary there, you see the self-denial. Restraint or limitation of one's own desires or interest. That's Webster. Let's look at something else. It's more than Webster. Let's look at the testimonies for the church. What it says. Self-denial is to do good to others where inclination would lead you to serve and please yourself. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 4. What is self-denial? Christ himself is the greatest example of self-denial. Would you agree? Jesus is the greatest example of self-denial. We're going to look at Philippians chapter 2, where Paul brings out to us the denial that Jesus, how he denied himself, take on the form of a what? Servant. Let's go there. Philippians chapter 2. You're going to turn your Bible pages a little today. Chapter 2, reading verses 5 through 8. Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 8. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Verse 7, but made himself of what? No reputation, and took up on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And verse 8, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The song truly reflect that, as we sung earlier, as Elder Gaturi sung earlier, that thou, my God, would die for me. Humbled himself, the creator, the one who formed us, humbled himself and would die upon a cross to save us. That's amazing love that we cannot begin to fully comprehend. And so we see that's an example of self-denial. He denied himself. I want you to think today. When was the last time you denied yourself something for the cause of Christ? Denying yourself for Christ. Think about that. Ponder that. Next phrase in the passage is take up your cross. Take up your cross. The passage is going to repeat each time, and I'm going to highlight just a section. Just to remind you that we are preaching from the Word of God. Amen? So, this is now our chance to take up our cross. Some of us have crosses. We have cross to bear. Scripturally, that is not what Jesus is talking about. In the context of this passage, it's not talking about the little crosses that you have. The little problems you have at home. If you have a teenager, you have problems. If you have a grown child, you have problems. If you have a baby, you have problems. If you don't have a child, you have problems. No one is exempt from problems. If you're a Christian, you have problems. If you're not a Christian, you have problems. We're going to get to how the Christian deals with problems as we get further down. But that is not what Jesus was talking about when he was talking about take up your cross and follow me. Let's take a look at what the scripture is really talking about here. So here is the definition I pulled from the SDA Bible commentary from that passage. Assuming responsibilities that accompany discipleship. Hello? Are you awake? So what is taking up your cross? Assuming responsibilities that accompany discipleship. We're going to get to the question later, if you're really a disciple or not. Standing for Christ, no matter the cost. Standing for Christ, no matter the cost. Standing for Christ. Standing for Christ. When? Many have abandoned Christ because of friends. Standing for Christ, if it means losing your family, many have abandoned Christ because of family. Standing for Christ, if it means losing your job, your livelihood. Dare I say it? Many have abandoned Christ because of jobs, or in pursuit of jobs. This is the clincher. Being a disciple, standing for Christ, if it means losing my life. Many have turned around and walked away from Christ because their lives were threatened. Let's pray and hope that we can stand firm when the heat is turned on. Let's look at Acts chapter 20, verse 24. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. If you're in the front seat, you got it. If you're in the back seat, you're still turning. I'm going by Brother Gonzalo, Elder Gonzalo. You know, he right on it. Acts chapter 20, verse 24 says, "But none of these things move me, neither count I myself dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify of the grace of God." So he finished his course. Paul, this is Paul speaking here. So we are called to finish the course as disciples, taking up that responsibility as a disciple. Taking up a responsibility as a disciple. That's what Jesus meant when he said, "Take up your cross and follow me." That's the next segment of the passage. Follow Christ. Follow Christ. Again, the passage is there. And what does it mean? What does it mean to follow Christ? What does it mean? Again, from the SD Bible comment, to pattern our lives after his life and to serve God and our fellow men as he did. Our lives pattern after who? After Christ. Today, in this day and age, we have people who the popular media would call influencers. Influencers. Let's hope we're not being influenced by influencers, but we are being influenced by Christ. Our lives are being patterned after Christ. The teenagers are being influenced by influencers, right? Am I correct? Yes. Are you adults being influenced by social media as well? Yes? So it's not just the teenagers. Just wanted to clarify. Let's pattern our lives after Christ. Follow Christ. And now, this is the one sheet you get in this sermon on the PowerPoint. This is the one sheet you get. The passage is already there for you. Colossians chapter 2, 6, and 7. You don't have to turn if you don't want to. You can if you want to. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Let's read together. "And now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow him. Let your roots grow down deep into, and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with what? With thankfulness." That's the King James Version. For those of us who can't really understand the King James Version, there's another cheat. I'll give you, am I going backwards here? It's missing from the, thought I had it in the New Living Translation, but it's missing. We only have King James today, sorry. On the screen, at least. So there are three reasons to follow Christ. There are many more, but I just picked out three. And I'm sure you could come up with maybe three dozen. But the three main ones we're going to look at here. He is the source of life. Jesus is the source of life. He gives life. He's life. He's the source. There's no other source. Jesus is our, so he's not just life, but he is a savior. He purchased, repurchased, or redeemed us. We were lost, and he redeemed us. He purchased us. And then finally, he gave us purpose for life. Today, there are many who don't have a purpose. They're so hopeless that they're living hopeless lives to the point that they don't even value their lives. As you know, this month is Suicide Prevention Month. And it's a real thing. There are millions, maybe thousands, who are on the brink of suicide because they have no hope, no purpose. Life has no purpose because without Jesus Christ, you're living a purposeless life, a hopeless life. Meaningless life. Jesus is the one who gives us purpose to live. Amen? And so let's live for him. I want us to turn right back to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, the same chapter we read earlier. You should have bookmarked it. Verse 26. It says, what is a man profited? What is a man profited? If he gain the whole world and lose his soul. And today there are people who we may think they are depressed and suicidal because they are poor and poverty stricken. I beg to differ. Most of the people who are considering those things, they're not poor and poverty stricken. But they don't have the life giver. They have no purpose. Are you willing to deny self? That's a question to ponder. Are you willing to deny self for Christ? Are you willing to deny self for Christ? Are you willing to take up your cross? In the context of the passage, this is discipleship. You're taking up a mission for Christ. Something. There are many ministries in this church. Outside of this church, you can do your own ministry. You don't need any special commission to go do what Jesus has asked you to do. Well, there's a special commission, and he's the one that gave it. Go ye therefore. That's the commission. Are you willing? If you have not already taken up something for Christ to do, tangible. As I was listening to the sermon yesterday, have you ever laughed at yourself? Let me see your hand if you ever laughed at yourself. Okay, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. I can't help it that whenever I preach, it has to do something with winning souls. That's our existence. If we're not telling people about the love of God, if we're not reaching people for the kingdom of God, what's the purpose? What's the point? That's it. But in the sermon I was listening to, I made a reference to how you can go to seminars every week if you really desire to, and how to win souls. But no actual application. Going to seminars every week. There's a seminar over here. There's a seminar over there. But no actual stepping out and doing something with the information that you have received. We don't need any more seminars and soul winning. Let's go try it out, and wherever we mess up, we can come back and fix it. Let's go try it out. We are disciples, okay? We do something. If it come, we come back to the master. Master, we could not cast out the demons, okay? Let Jesus help us out on that. But let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it. That's our mission. That's our calling. Are you willing to follow Christ? If it means losing out on some of the things that I mentioned earlier, family, friends, jobs even, celebrity status even. Any celebrity in the house? No. So we have seen the terms. What are the terms of being a disciple? What are the terms? Those are Jesus' words. Those are not my words. Deny self. Take up your cross. Follow me. That's his words. That's the terms. Pretty simple, if you ask me. Some employment terms of condition are a couple pages. Right? Some of them even need an attorney to help you solve, because they wrap things up in mystery that only attorney can understand it, to see if you're going to get yourself tied up into the wrong type of employment. Contract. Thank you, Sister Dawn. You know, and so, but Jesus makes it really simple. Deny yourself. Take up the cross and follow me. Are you willing today to stand up and take up the cross of Christ? If you are, stand on your feet and say, yes, Jesus, I want to stand up. If you're not serious, don't stand up. Jesus wants us to be his disciples. I have a word I would like to share. Just keep standing. I would like to share with you, if I can find it. Giving all to Jesus. Giving him all. I was listening to this song, and the song resonated with me, and now I can't find the words. But it's not in the hymn book, and we're not going to look it up. But the chorus of the song says, I give myself away. I had the words, everything written down here to read it to you, but it's slipping from the technology. I give myself away so you can use me. Are you willing to give yourself to Christ so he can use you today? Amen? Amen? Let's pray that God can use us. If we're willing, he can use us. You may not have the words, but he promised Moses that he'll put the words in his lips. He'll tell him what to say. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that your grace is more than abundant to us. Father, your terms are very simple. Help us, Lord, to deny self. In so many ways, we need to deny ourselves so that we can take on your cause and we can follow you wholeheartedly. Lord, help us to be faithful to you, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.